Shlishi. And Moshe continues by rebuking Klal Yisrael concerning the Avera of the Meraglim. Vatik Ravun Eli Kulchem, and all of you approached me. And Rashi explains, Kulchem, all of you, Ba'arvuvya, in a commotion, with the young pushing the old, and the old pushing the leaders. Vatamru, and you said, Nishlecha Anoshim Lefanenu, let us send men before us, V'yachpru lanu es ha'aretz, to spy out the land for us. V'yoshivu oisanu davar, and they should return to us word. As Rashi explains, davar, be'ezeh loshon hei medabrim, what language they speak. And the Gor-Aryeh explains, that by learning the language of the inhabitants of the land, they hoped to better understand the enemy that they were about to face. Es haderech asher na'alu ba, the way that we should go up, which way is the shortest way, ve'es ha'orim asher nove aleihem, and which cities we should come to first to attack. Vayita be'enei hadavar, and Moshe said, this idea was good in my eyes. And if it was good in Moshe's eyes, why was he rebuking Klal Yisrael for this avera? Rashi tells us that Moshe figured that if he would agree to send the Meraglim, Klal Yisrael would see that Moshe was confident about what they would find in Eretz Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael would say, Moshe is not hiding anything from us. We do not need to send spies to see what Eretz Yisrael is all about. However, Klal Yisrael did not back down, and they still wanted to send the spies. Vo'ekach mikem, and I took from you, which means from the best of you, shnei moser anoshim, 12 men, ish echad la'shovet, one person per shevet. And Rashi is bothered, once it says, ish echad la'shovet, one person per shevet, why is it necessary to say, shnei moser anoshim, 12 men? We know that there were 12 shvatim. And Rashi tells us that you might think that they sent 13 meraglim, because if Shevet Yosef is two Shvatim, Menashe and Ephraim, and Shevet Levi is counted as one, that would be a total of 13. Therefore it says, no, only 12 were sent, because Shevet Levi did not send a spy. Since Shevet Levi were confident that Klal Yisrael would be victorious over the Canaanim, and they did not fear the Canaanim, they did not send a spy from their Shevet. Vayifnu, and they turned, Vayalu Hahara, and they went up to the mountain, Vayavayu ad Nachal Eshkol, and they came to Nachal Eshkol. This place was called Nachal Eshkol because Eshkol means a cluster. From there they took a cluster of grapes to show Klal Yisrael how big the fruit was. Vayaraglu Oisa, and they spied out the land. And Rashi is bothered. Why in Pasuk Chof Beis, when it wants to say that they spied on the land, the Torah uses a lashon v'yachperu? However, over here in Pasuk Chof Daled, it uses the terminology Vayiraglu to say that they spied out. And Rashi answers that over here the Pasuk says Vayiraglu, which comes from the Lashon of Regel, a foot, to tell you that they went over the land thoroughly. They did not walk back the same exact way that they walked there, but rather they took a little bit of a different route in order that they can see the land better. As Rashi says, Arba Umnin, they made four rows. Two rows on the way there, and two different rows on the way back. Because Rashi in Parashat Shelach tells us that when they walked the land, they walked in the shape of a gam, like the Greek letter gam, which is similar to a backward nun, or like our letter L. They walked the whole south of the land, from the southeast to the southwest, and then they turned north along the coast, and they walked the western side of the land, from the southwest to the northwest. The Pasuk is telling us now that on their return trip, they did not retrace their exact footsteps, but rather, they went in the same form, Kimin Gam, however, further into Eretz Yisrael, further east and further north. When going on the western side, they did not go along the coast as the way they came, but rather, they went a little further into the country. And when they walked the southern border, they did not walk on the extreme southern border as the way they came, but rather they walked it a little bit further north. So therefore, they walked the shape of the L. However, on the way back, the L shape was a little bit more into the country. Vayikhu v'yodom mipri aretz, and they took in their hands from the fruit of the land, vayoridu elenu, and they brought it down to us. The reason why it says that they brought it down is because Eretz Yisrael is considered higher than all other lands, and when one is bringing something from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, it is considered as if he is bringing it down. Vayoridu elenu, they brought the fruit down to us, vayoshivu oisanu davar, and they returned word to us, vayermu, and they said, Toiva aretz asher Hashem elekeinu noisei lanu, the land that Hashem is giving us is good. Obviously, these are not the words of the Meraglim. The Meraglim spoke negatively against Eretz Yisrael. These are the words of Yeshua and Kalev, who spoke positively about Eretz Yisrael, and they said, Toiva ha'aretz, the land is good. V'lo yavisem lalois, and you did not want to go up. V'atamru, when you rebelled, es pi Hashem lekechem, the word of Hashem your God. V'ateirognu ba'leichem, and you slandered in your tents. V'atamru, when you said, b'sinas Hashem oisanu, it is because Hashem hates us. Hoitzionu me'eretz Mitzrayim, that He took us out of Mitzrayim, a land irrigated by the Nile, to bring us to Eretz Yisrael that has to rely solely on rainwater. To give us into the hand of the Emori to destroy us. And obviously Hashem did not hate Klal Yisrael, but there is a common saying that what you feel about somebody else is what you think he feels about you. And therefore, since Klal Yisrael hated Hashem, therefore they felt that Hashem hated them. Ono anachnu oilim, where are we going up to? Achenu, our brothers, hey masu es levavenu lemar, melted our hearts by saying, Am gadol v'rami menu, this is a nation that is greater and taller than us. Arim gadolos uvitzures bashamayim, with cities that are great and fortified up to the sky. And Rashi says, obviously, it was not fortified to the sky. The pasuk is speaking in an exaggerated form. However, the Aruch explains that this is a mashal, that just like when one looks at the sky, he must tilt his head all the way back, so too, when looking at these fortified cities, one must tilt his head all the way back to see the top of the cities. The Gam b'nei anokim ra'inu sham, and we also saw the children of the giants there. Va'oimar aleichem, and I said to you, le'saritzun v'le'siru'un mehem, do not break down and do not be afraid of them, because Hashem elekechem aholich lefnechem, Hashem your God who goes before you, Hu yilachim lachem, He will fight for you, kechol asher ose itchem b'Mitzrayim leinechem, like everything He has done for you in Mitzrayim before your eyes. Uva midbar asher ro'isa, and in the midbar that you saw, asher nesoacho Hashem alekecho, that Hashem has carried you, kasher yisa ish es benoi, like a man carries his son, b'chol haderach asher alachtem, the whole way that you went, ad bayachem ad amokem hazeh, until you came to this place. Where did Hashem carry Klal Yisrael? This is referring to when Klal Yisrael was sandwiched between the Yam Suf in front of them and the Mitzrayim behind them, and Hashem carried Klal Yisrael and fought off the Mitzrayim. And in this matter, the matter that Hashem promised you that He will bring you into Eretz Yisrael, you do not believe Hashem. Hashem, who goes before you on the way, to seek out for you a place for you to rest. As the Pasuk says in Parashat Bahaloischa, Perik Yud, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, that the Orain went 3 days ahead of them to find and seek a place for you to rest. Bo'esh Laila, Hashem goes before you with the Amud Esh at night, to cause you to see the way that you should go, and with the Amud Onon Yoimom during the day. And Hashem heard the voice of your words. It does not say Devreichem, but rather Koil Devreichem, as the Hemek Dover explains that not only did Hashem hear your words, but He also heard Koil Devreichem, the sound of your words, the tone that you said it in. And He got angry and swore, saying, if even one person from these men, Hador Hara Hazeh, this evil nation, will see the good land that I have sworn to give to your fathers, Zulasi, except for, really it should say Zulas without the Yud, as Ibn Ezra says, the Yud is extra, Zulasi, except for Kalev ben Yefune, Kalev the son of Yefune, Hu Yireno, he will see the land, and I will give to him the land that he stepped on, Ulevono, and to his children, Yan Asher Mile Achare Hashem, because he filled his heart after Hashem. Which land did Kalev step on? We saw earlier in Parsha Shalach that when all the Meraglim were heading to spy on the land, Kalev ben Yefune took a detour and went to Chevron to the Ma'aris Machpelah to daven by the Ovois that he should not be persuaded by the Eitzah of the Meraglim. So therefore this land that he stepped on, this land of Chevron, will be given to him and his children. And Moshe continued by saying, Gambi, also against me, Hisan of Hashem, Hashem filled with anger, Biglalchem, because of you, Lamer saying, Gam ato loy sovesham, you too will not come there, you too will not enter Eretz Yisrael. From the simple meaning of this pasuk, it would seem that Moshe did not go into Eretz Yisrael because of the Avera of the Meraglim. However, we know that it was the Avera of hitting the rock in Parshas Chukas that caused Moshe not to enter the land. What is the meaning of this pasuk? Ramban learns that of course it was the Avera of hitting the rock that caused Moshe not to enter. Moshe was just putting together the sins that caused him and Klal Yisrael not to enter Eretz Yisrael. You, Klal Yisrael, did not go in because of the Avera of the Meraglim. and I did not go in because of the Avera of the Mei Meriva. And the Pasuk reads like this, Gambi, also against me, his anaf Hashem, Hashem filled with anger by a different Avera, by the Avera of the Mei Meriva where I hit the rock, Biglalchem, because of you, because of your complaining that you do not have any water, that caused me to sin. Lamer saying, Hashem said, Gam ato lo soveh sham, you, Moshe, will not enter the land. And in Sefer Mincha Belula, he is Medayik, why in Pasuk Lamed Hey, concerning Klal Yisrael, it says, Im yira ish v'anosh ma'ele ha'oret ha'toivo, that nobody will see the land. However, over here, concerning Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, lo soveh sham, you will not come there. And the answer is because Klal Yisrael did not even see Eretz Yisrael. However, Moshe Rabbeinu did go up on the mountain to see Eretz Yisrael. However, lo soveh sham, he only did not come there. Yehoshua ben Nun, ha'omed lefanecha, who is standing before you, hu yavai shama, he will come there. Oseh chazek, strengthen him, ki hu yanchilena es Yisrael, because he will cause the Yidden to inherit the land. And it is interesting to note how Pasuk Lamed Zayin comes in between Pasuk Lamed Vav and Pasuk Lamed Ches. Because in Pasuk Lamed Vav and Lamed Ches, it says the people that will enter the land. Yeshua and Kalev will enter the land. Why is Pasuk Lamed Zayin interrupting between these two psukim? Now let us go back on the Rashis. Pasuk Chav Beis. Vatikruvun Eli Kulchem, and you all approached me. Ba'arvuvya, in a commotion. Ulahalon hu oimer, and further on in Parshas Va'eschanon, the Pasuk says, concerning when Klal Yisrael said that we cannot bear to listen to the Aseret HaDibrois directly from Hashem, Vatikruvun Eli Kol Rosh Yishivtechem Vizikneichem, and you all approached me, the heads of your shvatim, and then your elders. Vatomru, and you said, Hein heronu, behold, we have seen the greatness and the fire of Hashem. However, lomanomos, why should we die? Because we cannot bear your greatness. Oisa kreva hoisa hugenes. That approaching was proper. Yilodim mechabedim es hazakenim, the young children honoring their elders, v'sholchem lefnehem, and sent them before them, uzakenim mechabedim es haroshim, and the elders honoring the leaders. Leleches lefnehem, to allow them to go first. Like the Pasuk says, first kol rosh yishivtechem, and then ziknechem. Avokan, however, over here, by the Meraglim, Vatikruvun Eli Kulchem, and you all approached me, Ba'arvuvya, in a commotion. Yilodim doichafin es hazkenim, the young ones pushing their elders, uzakenim doichafin es haroshim, and the elders pushing the leaders. Zokrashi vayoshivu oisanu davar, and you return to us davar. What does that mean by davar? Be'ezer loshen hei medabrim. What language they speak? And Rashi says, es haderech asher nalava, which way we should go up, because ain't derech she'ein bo akmimus. There is no path that does not have crookedness. So which would be the shortest way and the shortest route? The es ha'orim asher nove aleihem, and which cities we should come to first, tchila first, lichpoish to capture. Zok Rashi vayitav be'enei hadavar, and this matter was good in my eyes. Be'enai, in my eyes, v'loi be'enei ha'mokoim, however, it was not good in the eyes of Hashem. Frek Rashi, v'im be'enei Moshe ha'yatoiv, if in the eyes of Moshe it was good, lama omra b'teichachos. Why did Moshe say this as a rebuke for Klal Yisrael if he agreed to it? And Rashi answers, Moshe la'odam, this can be compared to a person, sha'omer l'chaveroi, who said to his friend, mechor li chamarecha ze, please sell me this donkey of yours. Omar loy, the seller said, hein, yes. So the buyer said, Noisnoi atoli l'nisayin, will you allow me to test drive it? Omar loy, the seller said, hein, yes. So the buyer said, Behorim uvigvois, can I take it on the mountains and the hills? Omar loy, the seller said, hein, yes. Kivin shera, she'ein ma'ak v'klum, once the buyer saw that the seller is not holding anything back, Omar haloy keach, the buyer said, beliba in his heart, batuach huzeh shloy emsa v'mum, the seller is confident that I won't find any flaw with this donkey. Miat omaloi, right away the buyer said to him, Tul ma'isecha, take your money, ve'eni menaseu me'ato, and I do not have to test it anymore, because I see that you are confident that I would not find a flaw in this donkey. Afani hoidesi ledebrechem, so too I, Moshe, agree to your words to send the spies. Shema tachtru bachem, maybe you will retract your words, kishetiru she'eni mi'akev, when you see that I do not hold anything back and I agree to send the meraglim. Va'atem lechezartem bachem, and you did not retract even though I agreed to send the meraglim. Zok Rashi, vo'ekach mikem, and I took from you, Rashi is bothered. Why does it have to say Mikem? Obviously, I took it from you. Min ha-berurim shabachem, from the best of you. U-min ha-mesulasim shabachem, and from the finest of you. Because the Meraglim were actually very chashuv people. They were tzaddikim. At least that's the way they were before they set out on their mission. As Rashi tells us in Parsha Shlach, they were called Anoshim Tzadikim. It was only after they started their journey to spy on the land that they became Rishoyim. Zokt Rashi, Shnei Moser Anoshim, 12 men, Ish Echod Lashovet, one person per Shevet. Zokt Rashi, Magid, this comes to teach you, Sheloi Hoyo Shevet Levi Imohem, Shevet Levi was not among the Shvatim who complained about Eretz Yisrael and who were afraid to go fight. And therefore, they did not send a spy from their shevet. And that's what the pasuk means, ish echod la-shevet, one person per shevet from the shvatim that were afraid. And that did not include shevet Levi, and therefore it was only shneim osar anoshim, 12, and not 13. Zokt Rashi, ad nachal eshkol, they came till nachal eshkol, magid, this comes to teach us, shenikwa al shem soifoi, this place received its name because of what will happen in this place at the end. Because later on, the Meraglim will cut down a cluster of grapes from this place to show Klai Yisrael the size of the fruit. Vayiraglu oisa, and they spied out the land. Melame, this comes to teach you. Shehochuba, they traveled the land. Arbo umnin, in four rows. Shesi ve'erev, in the length and the width. As we explained earlier, that Vayiraglu oisa comes from the word regel, which means they walked over the land thoroughly. They did not retrace their steps that they made on the way up, but rather they walked two rows on the way up in the length and its width, and then walked a different two rows on the way back in the length and its width for a total of four rows. This way they saw more of the land. And Sefer Tzedor LaDerech finds a hint to the fact that they walked four rows from the four Lashonos in the Pasuk. Vayifnu, they turned. Vayalu, they went up. Vayavoyu, they came. Vayiraglu, and they spied. These four Lashonos are coming to teach us that they walked four rows. Zokt Rashi, Vayoridu Eleinu, and they brought the fruit down to us. Magid, this comes to teach us, Sheeretz Yisrael Gavaya Mikol HaRotzos, Eretz Yisrael is considered higher than all lands, and that's why bringing the fruit from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz is considered bringing the fruit downward. Concerning the statement, Eretz Yisrael Gavaya Mikol HaRotzos, the Marshal and Kedushin Daf Samach Tes Omen Aleph suggests that since the earth is a sphere, and Eretz Yisrael is the center, the focus of the sphere, it is viewed as if it is on top of the sphere. Therefore, traveling from anywhere to Eretz Yisrael is considered going in an upward direction. And this statement that Eretz Yisrael is Gavoya Mikol HaRotzos, we find in other Rashis too. Rashi in Parshas Vayigash, Perek Memhei Pasuk Tes, Divrei HaMaschil Va'alu El Ovi, and also Rashi in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Aleph, Divrei HaMaschil Leich Alei. In both of these places, Rashi says, Eretz Yisrael Gavoya Mikol HaRotzos. Zok Rashi Vayomru, and they said, Toiva HaOretz, the land is good. Mihem She'amru Toivoso, who are the ones who said good about the land? Yoshua V'Kolev. However, the Meraglim spoke negatively against Eretz Yisrael. Vatamru, Zok Rashi Loshen Hasrasa, it is a language of rejection. Hisrastem Kineged Mamori. You show defiance against the word of Hashem. Vateirognu Loshen Hara, you spoke Loshen Hara. V'chein, and so it says in Mishlei, Divrei Nargin, the words of a slanderer. Adam HaMoitzi Diba, a person who speaks Loshen Hara. B'sinas Hashem Oisanu, since Hashem hated us, V'hu Haya Oyev Eschem, actually Hashem loved you. Aval Atem Soinim Oisai, you hated him. Moshel Hedjit Oimer, a common saying says, Mad Belibach Al Rachamach, what you feel about your friend, Mad Belibay Olech, is what you think he feels about you. And since you hate Hashem, therefore you think that he hates you. B'sinas Hashem oisanu hoitzionu mimitzrayim. Since Hashem hated us, he took us out of Mitzrayim. Hoitza osag l'sina hoisa. His taking us out was because he hated us. Moshe l'melech bas v'dam. This can be compared to a human king. Shehoyu lo shnei vonim, who had two sons. V'yesh lo shtei sodos, and he had two fields. Achas shel shakya. One field can be easily irrigated. V'achas shel bal. And one field relies totally on rainwater. Lemishahu Oyev, the son that he likes, Noisin Shalshakya, he gives the field that can be easily irrigated. Ulemishahu Sainei, and the son that he hates, Noisin Loishalbal, he gives the field that relies on rainwater. Eretz Mitzrayim Shalshakya, Eretz Mitzrayim can be easily irrigated. Shenilus Oilu Umashka Oisa, because the Nile overflows and irrigates it. The Eretz Kanan Shalbal, However, Eretz Canaan relies solely on rainwater. V'hitzionu mi-Mitzrayim, he took us out of Mitzrayim that has the Nilus, los es lenu es Eretz Canaan, to give us Eretz Canaan that relies solely on rainwater. So we see he took us out because he hates us. Zakrashi Arim Gedoiles Uvitsures Bashamayim, the cities are large and fortified all the way up to the sky. Dibru Hakasuvim Lashon Havoi, the Psukim are speaking in exaggerated terms. It wasn't actually fortified all the way to the sky, but it means, like we said from the Aruch, that just like when one looks at the sky, he must tilt his head all the way back to look upward, so too, to see the top of the fortified cities, he must tilt his head all the way backwards. So, Rashi lo sa'artun, Lashon Shvira, it is an expression of breaking. Do not become broken before them. Kitagumai, like Targum says, titovrun, do not become broken. The Daimeloi, similarly, we find in Iov, ba'aroitz necholim, in the crevices of the valley, lishkoin to dwell, which means shibur necholim, the crevices and the broken parts of the valley. Zot Rashi Yilochem Lochem, it does not mean that Hashem fought to you, but rather Bishvilchem, Hashem fought for you. Uva Midbar Shereisa, and in the Midbar that you saw, Moisev al Mikush Shalomal Lohimenu, this is going back on the previous Pasuk. Like the Pasuk says, Kechol Asher Osa Itchem B'Mitzrayim, like everything that Hashem did for you in Mitzrayim. Ve'osa ach ba'midbar, and he also did greatness for you in the Midbar. Asher ro'isa, that you saw, ki niso acha, that he carried you, kasher yisa ishes benoi, the way a man carries his son. K'moshe pirashti, like the way I have already explained, etzel v'yisa malach ho'alikim, when the malach of Hashem traveled, ha'holich lefnei machan Yisrael, that typically went before the camp of Klal Yisrael, and this malach went behind Klal Yisrael in order to catch the chitzim, the arrows, and the avnei blisterios, and the boulders which the Mitzriim shot against Klal Yisrael. Moshul, this can be compared to Mahalach Baderech, somebody who is traveling on the road, ubnei lefanav, with his son going before him. Bo'u listim lishboisai, robbers came from the front to capture his son. So he took this son and placed the son behind him. But then wolves came from the back. So he took the son and put the son in front of him. However, when the robbers came from the front and the wolves came from the back at the same time, he picked up his son and fought off the robbers and the wolves. So too, when Klal Yisrael were sandwiched between the Yam in front of them and the Mitzriim behind them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, picked up Klal Yisrael and fought off the enemy, the Mitzriim. Zot Rashi uvadover hazeh, and in this matter, Shehu mavtichachem, that he promises you, lahaviachem el ha'oretz, to bring you to Eretz Yisrael, einchem ma'aminim bo, you do not believe Hashem. Zot Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu led you with the Amon Eish, lar oischem. So Rashi says, k'moy lehar oischem. The pasuk under the lamed, lar oischem, is as if it would have been written, lehar oischem, which means to cause you to see. Lehar oischem baderech hashetel chubo, to cause you to see the way which you are going. Mechein, and so we find in Shemot Yud Gimel, lan choysam hadorech, which is the same as lehan choysam, to cause the way to be led to you. Mechein, lashmia bekol toida, it's as if it would say, lihashmia. Mechein, loleches lagid bi Yisrael, is the same as saying, lihagid. So the pasuk under the lamed is taking the place of the hay with a pasuk. Lar oischem is like lihar oischem. Zot Rashi, Kolev will get the land asher dorachbo, which he stepped on, that is Chevron. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Vayovoi ar Chevron, Kolev came to Chevron. He davened by Kivrei Ovois, by the graves of the Ovois. Zot Rashi, Hisanach, and also against me, Moshe said, Hashem got angry, Nismala Roiges, he filled himself up with anger. Rashi is telling us that the word Hisanach does not mean that Hashem got angry at himself, but rather he filled himself up with anger against me.